Last Thursday, a report years in the making was released to the public. The report recommended that 19 Australian soldiers be investigated for the alleged murders of 39 prisoners and civilians in Afghanistan. The incidents outlined in the report were not in the heat of battle or fog of war, meaning the alleged murders would amount to war crimes. To discuss what comes next for victims, families and Afghan people is Rowan Arif, Director for the Australian Centre for International Justice. Rowan, thanks for joining the show. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
So first up, what should Australia do next, I suppose, for the Afghanistan people and particularly the victims?
Look, I think this is a really important question, and hopefully it'll become more in focus as we see what will unfold in the months and years to come. And the first thing we would say, and we have been saying, is that Australia needs to ensure that in any accountability process moving forward, victims are able to directly participate in the process.
So obviously we're not going to go into details in particularly what happened, but I suppose at least from this point, how can the victims be included and involved in the justice process?
So one way that this could easily happen, we think, is that victims are able to provide their testimony in the investigative process, that they're able to provide the impacts on their families, that they're able to be kept up to date on what's happening with the investigations, all those sorts of things that you would ordinarily be expected, be expected to be provided with information about with what's happening in the process. So that's one thing that we're very much looking forward to ensuring. It is included in the process, in the accountability process. The other thing is, I think one important thing to point out is that it's a fundamental principle that victims of these serious crimes have the right to obtain what we would call full and effective reparations. And that could include anything from restitution, compensation, rehabilitation, and guarantees of non-repetition. So we would say that because there are serious violations of international humanitarian law, according to international law, this is where Australia bears responsibility for the actions of the ADF. And in this way, we would say that victims should be provided with options to seek remedies. And that could include compensation, but not just compensation. Of course, what we need to do is ask them what they want. And what we've seen, what we've heard from victims in the media and from our organisation, friendly Afghanistan-based organisations that work in human rights abroad, is that victims' families are demanding truth and accountability. So, you know, it's really sad. These people don't really know what happened to some of their family members.
You have called for the establishment of a permanent investigations unit. Can you explain then what this might look like to, I guess, be a means to an end of what you guys are hoping for?
Yeah, so we say that this has really been a missing part of the puzzle in terms of Australia's ability to investigate and prosecute these types of crimes. And that's because there are serious challenges and sometimes barriers to investigating international crimes that don't necessarily occur in domestic settings or matters, rather. But what we say is a really positive development is the announcement by the Australian government 2 weeks ago that a separate body will be established to actually investigate these crimes. They've called it the Office of the Special Investigator. It's said that it will be led by an eminent person with experience in the criminal justice system and in international law, and that the office will be staffed with experienced investigators, legal counsel and support personnel. What this office is supposed to do is investigate the allegations of crimes, gather evidence and, where appropriate, refer briefs for consideration of prosecution to the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecution. So it's got a lot of work ahead of it, but we say that this is a really positive development. And one thing that we want to ensure is that this office should strictly be independent, and it should ensure that it's able to investigate all of the allegations of crimes. And we would say not just the ones that have been recommended for referral by the Brereton Inquiry. There could be other incidents that the Brereton Inquiry wasn't able to investigate that the office could potentially look into as well.
So what are the main barriers ordinarily for prosecutions of, I guess, crimes alleged, like in this report?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't necessarily even frame them as barriers, because I think if you frame them as barriers, it just means that it's a closed case. And I think that's probably what people, including perhaps in government used to think of international crimes before, is that they're just too hard to do. We're just not going to look into them. So I'd rather speak of them in terms of challenges. And I would argue, that although these are challenges, just as there are in cases of other crimes, they aren't insurmountable. And so, well, some of these challenges, I think we should say them outright. They include the requirement to overcome some jurisdictional constraints. There's obviously language, cultural and technological barriers. There's the huge one, which is difficulties in accessing crime scenes and relevant evidence. There's the issue of, such a long time has passed since some of the incidents occurred. But again, I would want to stress that they aren't insurmountable, that with the right expertise and investigators, you can put a case together for successful prosecutions. So I think in the Brereton report, I'm still going through it now, to be honest, but mm-hmm. there were where the Brereton inquiry did recommend incidents for investigation, they were confident in those cases that they recommended that there is a realistic prospect to obtain sufficient evidence to charge persons and secure a conviction. So that's what the investigators and prosecutors are really going to be looking for. It's a really complex role, but as I said before, it's not insurmountable. And one thing to note is that Australia has among the best investigators in the world that can bring cases for prosecution. Some of these investigators have worked in international criminal tribunals abroad. So, we do have that experience. We do have that strong credibility among investigations and investigators around the world. So I don't think it's insurmountable is what I want to say.
Very tricky stuff. Thanks so much for joining the show this morning, Ruwan. I won't keep you too long, but I do appreciate your time. Have a good week.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
That was Ruwan Arif, Director of the Australian Centre for International Justice on the Rights of the Victims of Alleged War Crimes by Australian Special Force Soldiers, as outlined in last Thursday's Brereton report. A reminder for all defence personnel and families who might be experiencing distress, the Defence All Hours support line is 1800 628 036.